Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Gimel, and we're holding right at the bottom of the last few words on Beit Amud Beit. So we're in the middle of the sugi of trying to prove whether Rav Huna is correct or Rav Yehuda is correct. Rav Huna claimed, at least in my thought, he was claiming that the word or in the Mishnah, or l'arba'as, that was a reference to the morning. We've shown so far clearly two times that it can't possibly mean anything but, well, it can't possibly mean morning when it comes to our sugi. It's got to mean night. How about in general, the usage of the word or? So we continue from further proofs. So we're trying to get a preponderance of evidence that make it clear that we simply misunderstood before. Now, there's no possible way he could have thought this. Meitvei Marzotra. Remember that there's a din that a Yoledet, if she's a Yoledet Nikiva, so she has 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of the Yumei Tzorah, which are 80 days altogether, and at the end of the 80 days she brings a korban. So that's called Mlot Yumei Torah. From the time that she goes to the mikvah, at the end of the 14th day, she's considered to be a Tfulat Yom Aroch. And at that point, if she has a, during that period, if she has another miscarriage, so she got pregnant again, was able to still develop an embryo to 40 days. This could only happen in the case of an Akeva, because there's not enough time for the embryonic development in the case of the Zohar. But in the case of the Akeva, where there's a totality of 80 days, she could have had a 40-day-old fetus, which would have been Machayev for the miscarriage, to bring another carbon normally, but since over here she's still being made Malot, we learn out from a pasuk that she could bring a single carbon for multiple births during that period. But once she was already Yotzeit after Yemei Amalot, and now she's Bechuyah for first carbon, any further Chiyuvah, because of further miscarriages or births, are not included in that first one, and she's going to have to bring a separate carbon. Now, what happens if on the night following the 80th day, so she's already post Yemei Amalot, however, she is not yet in the daytime that could have allowed her to bring the carbon, is the focus on the Dinim of the Malot, Kwa Malot, so she's post the Tumah, or is the din in, focused on the ability to bring a carbon? She was already nichnas into a time in which she was yep, to go bring a new carbon, which can you say nighttime, since it's not a time to bring a carbon, is considered to be already nichnas. This is, again, many sugyas. We, frankly, here couldn't care less about the sugya. We're looking at the semantics. We don't have to go into the question of whether lailas v'chosur zman and things like that. All we want to know is the language. And the language is very clearly using or as the evening before. Hamapelet or l'shonim yachad, a woman who miscarries on the eve of the 81st day, Beit Shammai potri mikorban and Beit Hillel mechayvim. So Amru Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. I don't understand what the difference is between the or shmonim v'echad and the yom shmonim v'echad. Now here clearly or means the evening. There's no way to read this otherwise. So what's the difference between the evening and the morning? Im shivala l'tumah, and certainly you agree that let's say she had completed, she'd gone to the mikvah on the 14th day and now it's the end of the 80th day, she's no longer tumea. That if she bleeds on this night, she's going to be considered to be a new tumah. So she's post malot. That's for sure. So as a zavar, a nida, whatever the case may be, she's going to be mitzvah. So why wouldn't it be the same for the korban? Lo yishvala l'korban, it's considered to be a new birth outside of the imei malot Torah. Now, again, says Marfik, forget about the meaning, but minigon rabbi tilal beit shamai. If you hear these words, they're telling you one thing clearly. Mai shlo, or shmonim vechad, miyom shmonim vechad. Obviously, or is contrasted to yom. How can anybody say that or means yom? Shmamino or urdu. Are we agreed? Yes, shmamino. Get one another proof. Meitvei. Yachu yein nechal or lashlishi. We have two separate dinim of akila in korbanot. Let's even stick with kachin kalim. So we have a normal korban shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days. Now, the halakha, it's eaten for 2 days of the night in between, and that's all. Okay, but we don't know that yet. We think it's eaten for 2 days. And we have a korban teda, which is a variation of shlamim, which is only eaten for 1 day, as if it were kachin kachin, which is always only eaten for 1 day. Now, the question is, perhaps when the Torah says it's eaten for 2 days, l'mochorat, the same as the first day. You have a carbon that's eaten for 1 day, it's eaten for that day, and the night following, and then the morning becomes no time. So maybe that's the same thing. The carbon is eaten for two days, and the next night, and then it becomes no time. You might think that a carbon shlomim should be eaten even in the nighttime of the third day. Meaning, because by kachin, the night follows the day, and therefore the night of the third day is actually the conclusion of the second day when it comes to kadesh. But you know, in fact, this is a very logical thing to think, no? I mean, the zvachim are nechal on the yom echad. So that you have the zevach atodah is eaten for 1 day. Shlomim in general are eaten for 2 days. Now, always, we eat for 1 day. One with the din is by kachin, the laila is achra hayom, correct? So malahalon laila achra hayom, the todah is eaten for the following night. So if over here it says l'mocharat, so then the laila should also be achra hayom. Let's be consistent. Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes on the Pesuk to clarify that that is not the case. And Beyom Zivchartem Yachel Umimochorat, okay, that day and the next day, now dig this. Vahanotar Ad Yom, I mean, Hanotar Ad Yom. In other words, so anything that was left till after the point now, when the day is completed, then Ad Yom Ashlishi Beishi Saref, that means to tell me, Beod Yom, not Di Yom Ashlishi. So if it's not Beod Yom, then it's not Necha. So if it is Beod Yom, it is Necha. But it's not Necha if it's Beod Yom. That means that in this case, the Or Ashlishi is considered to be the equivalent of Yom Ashlishi. Ah, so if that's the case, burn it. Burn it at night. So Yochi Yisraif Yad, you might think since it became Notar, and you're learning the Pasuk of Notar on a normal Shlomim as becoming Notar Balayla, so maybe you should burn it at night. And again, that would make a heck of a lot of sense to be consistent, but you know, in general, Zevachim, like the carbon Taylor, Nechalim Leyom Velayla Echad, Shlomim are eaten Lishne Yamim, and the interim night in between, Velayla Echad. So what we should say is, just like we know in general that the Dinim Dotar is that immediately after the Zman Achila begins the Zman of Sarefa. So whatever is not eaten up by Laila, by Boker, Yisaref, right? So too over here, just like over there, Tekev Lachila Srefa, Afkan Tekev Lachila Srefa. Therefore, comes along the Pasuk to teach us that no, that's not the case. Va'anotar mipsar hazeva bayom hashlishi beish yisarev. Dafka, no. Even though mibaod yom and anything post-baod yom, enonecha, you don't burn kachim balayla. Separate halacha. Bayom hatasarev, liatasarev balayla. Anyway, again, forget about the contents of here. Semantically, it says you might think it would be eaten or shlishi, or guess obviously, or is the night before. Shema mina. I mean, you understand it's beginning to look stupid to think anything else. How about this? Toshma. Or shall Yom Kippur mitalal sheva mitvater. Laila of Yom Kippur, first Arvit, seven brachot in your tefillah, which is the typical tefillah for a chag, and you say vidu. Shacharit mitpalal sheva mitvater. Okay, there's your proof already. Or shacharit, okay? So or is obviously the night before. Mitpalal sheva mitvater. Musaf mitpalal sheva mitvater. Mincha mitpalal sheva mitvater. However, the Arvit of Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that is interesting. I mean, this is really not important to us at all, but we're quoting already the entire sukkah. Arvit, you say not the entire Shemoneh Esrei, you still say Sheva Brachot, but the middle Brach is Havinenu, which is Me'in Shemoneh Esrei. Why this is true? Most Rishonim learn it's true because the Torah Chatam, you know, it's time to get home already, forget it. The whole Shemoneh Esrei can't take it anymore. So I'm out of here. Others learn, it's interesting, Rashbam learns about Etzem. The Tfilat Arvit of Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and this is interesting because this is emotionally true, is a semi-Yom Kippur, because you're still fasting, so you still sense the power of the Yom. So because of that, Be'etzim, you should say Tfilat Sheva. On the other hand, it's Chol. So therefore you say Havinim. Okay, but in any event, so you say each one has Chanina Ben Gamliel says, Vishuma Votav, you can't say Havinim. You have to say a full Shemoneh Esrei brachot. Mitpalel Shemoneh Esrei shleimot, because how else are you going to say Atah Chananu if there's no brach of Chonin Adat? So Midei Shetarach Lomar Avalav Chonin Adat. Okay, again, forget the content. Look at the semantics, obviously. Or, in this context, followed by Shacharit, is the night before. So Or Urtu, Shema Amina. One more proof, Star Shema. The Tanya Levei Shmuel. How about this bright that they had in Shmuel's base of Edrash? Lele Arbasa Botkina Tachametz Or Haner. Okay, here we finally have our Rosetta Stone. You know, the Mishnah says Or Arbasa. The price makes it Or Arbasa means Laila of Arbasa. What more do you want? Alma Or Urtu. Look, I mean, Ravun is not stupid. Obviously, we misunderstood. El, of course. Ravuna, Rav Yehuda, everybody knows that Or in the Mishnah is Lel Arba Asar. Hello, pleading, nobody ever argued. It was a complete misunderstanding. The question was, how do you express the word nighttime? That's all. So Markiatri, it happens to be that in Ravuna's location, they actually call nighttime Nigin, which is Or. That's interesting. And even in the vernacular, they would call the night the light time. And in Rav Yehuda's area, they called it night. The Korolayla, that's all. And why indeed does our Tana choose, interestingly enough, the same thing that became invested in the vernacular of Ravuna? So why did he complicate matters by calling it, instead of Lele, which would have been clear to everybody, saying Or? So my Tana, Lokatani Lele. Because our Tana, Lishnim Al Yehuda Nakat, he wanted instead of writing, well, you wanted to write or because it's so much sweeter. It's such a joy to talk about the light instead of talking about the darkness. It's just a higher way of living. We're going to see this means if you have a choice, which are equally concise and clear, always choose something that is sweeter, you know? Don't say something that has elements of dirt in it. The Torah went out of its way to use 8 extra letters in order to avoid something that, in contrast with what it used, is a davar meguneh. I mean, obviously, we could have told Noah to take the Be'emah Tmeah. I don't want to say Tmeah. Be'emah She'einena Torah. I mean, we know what that means, but, you know. So it says, instead of saying Tmeah, it says Min HaBe'emah Torah. Min HaBe'emah She'einena Torah. The difference between the word Tmeah and Asher Einena Torah is 8 letters. The Torah went all the way out of its way, 8 letters. Unbelievable. Just teach us this thing. What do you hang up on 8? 9. For heaven's sakes, all you need to say is Tamei. Ravina says, God, it's really one more. What about the Vav of Tahor? It's Eser. Rabbi Yaakov says 16, man. Shenemar, because with the story of David who didn't show up to the Su'uda of Rosh Chodesh. So this is the first day, Shaul didn't say anything. The first day. Yomar Mikrehu Bilti Tahor Ukilo Tahor. I mean, come on, man. Say it like it is. You know, the guy had a wet dream. He's not going to say that. So he says, you know, okay. Mikrehu Bilti Tahor Ukilo Tahor. He said, tell me. So obviously, 16 letters out of its way. Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Le'olam Yisaper Adam B'Lashon Nekiyah. Look, it's clear you have an Lashon Nekiyah doesn't only mean the specific words; it also means the associations with the words. Because if you take a look in the sugya of a zav, so what does it say by a zav? It says the merkav azav will be tamei. If you take a look in the sugya of a zav or a nida, it says v'kol ha-moshav asher teshev alav. Why is that? Because Merkav calls to mind putting one leg over one side of a saddle and one leg over another side of a saddle. And nobody's giving you a Playboy picture of this woman who's sitting on the saddle. But nonetheless, your mind relates Merkav to split knees. They're split legs. And that's not as nice and appropriate for a woman as it is for a male. So you see that Ad Kedei Kach were makbid on associations. Va'omar, and in fact the Torah says, Vatifchar Lashon Arumim. That indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Loshan Arumim. The Omer, Yividat Svatai Borur Milelu, and the words, the Gemara is about to explain why Eov has to make these separate issues, or why the Gemara brings separate psukim. They seem to be saying the same thing, that the Da'at that comes out of my mouth uses clear words. What is all this for Omer? I mean, we just had a riot from the difference between Moshav and Merkav, right? So I'll have to start bringing Psukim. I mean, I need Eov's riot, that it's a good thing to be Vatifcha Lashon Arumim. He's talking to his friends. I mean, I can bring it from the Torah. Because, you see, let's say I would have had the riot about Merkav and Moshav. I would have said, okay, I understand the Torah itself. Obviously, I mean, we expect to find the highest level of discretion in the use of words. I mean, when it comes to the Rabbanan, maybe you're talking to somebody, you're not mechuyev in this. The Rabbanan law, Toshma va'omer vatifcha lashon arumim. Now, you might think that's dafka, mile. It's talking about in the animile bitter Rabbanan and mile the Rabbanan. But mile the alma, it's not what it is. Two people are talking to each other, having a conversation, not talking about Torah at all. So maybe over there's no need to be mocked on how you speak. Therefore, v'omer, v'dat svatai, whatever comes out of my mouth, borur milei. Hey, wait, by the way, the thing you brought up, I mean, it isn't even true. What do you mean? The Torah doesn't use the word merkav for a woman because it's inappropriate? I'll bring you an example where it says beferish. V'yishal lo k'tiv ba'merkav, v'k'tiv v'tokom rivka v'narotea, v'tirkav na'al malim. So you see that it does use the word merkav. So why wouldn't it use Merkav when it comes to the Zava? No, Hatam Mishum Yituta Digmalim Urchahu. The point is that there are times where the word is the only appropriate word. Nobody sits on a gamal. It's ridiculous to say Fateshev Dala Gamalim. A gamal is scary. You can't sit on it. You have to hold on tight. It's very high. And over there, it's different. You're talking about gamalim. So Hatam Mishum Yituta Digmalim Urchahu. That's the only word that is the norm, and therefore doesn't bear with it other issues because you're focusing on the implications of the word so that you're focused on the holding on to the gemalim. That's the point. Okay, so then it's the only appropriate word. Well, what about Vayikach Moshe Tishto Vebanav Vayarkivem Alachamor? I mean, over there, it's using the word Vayarkivem, which also refers to his wife. No, that's because it's referring to his kids. His wife, in the context of his kids, sometimes we use one word to define the whole thing, like kids. That's the only word, of course. The males are who? That's the way they write. Vayaktiv Vayi Rochevet Al Hakamor. Doesn't it say that she is, by Abigail, she was Rochevet Al Hakamor? Now it says over there, Yoredet V'Seter Ar. She was going down at the edge of the mountain in a very thin path. It was difficult to see. So even the Pasuk already gives you hints as to why we would want to say the word Merkav with Abigail. And indeed, that's because it was Bitut Delilah. It was dark. David had just threatened the life of her husband. She knew what was coming. And she was scared and went out in the middle of the night to try to hit him off. So in the middle of the night, we don't expect, that's what the image that has been created over here is not of a beautiful girl with her legs on either side of a chamor. It's of a desperate woman holding on desperately to a chamor in the middle of the night. So that's the appropriate word. Or it was either maybe not, you shouldn't be a tutor to Delilah, but maybe it was to give you the sense of her terror of David. The whole situation is desperate, so she's holding going as fast as she can. But the point of the word is that it's giving you a sense of the desperation. So maybe it was she was terrified of David.
So you're distracted.
Not distracted, scared. She's holding on tight. So she's tense. V'boitema, maybe that wasn't the point. Maybe it was bitut ha'har. You got the sense of her cutting down b'seter ha'har. You can't use the word. She's sitting gently on her chamor and going down the edge of the Grand Canyon. So, therefore, the word is only appropriate for the usage. So maybe the bitut ha'david laka, but mishum bitut ha'har ika. I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean the Torah doesn't say the word Tameh? You want me to list you dozens of places in the Torah? This is the word Tameh. You're telling me the Torah went out of its way in order to say Lo Tahar for Tameh. It certainly does not. Would be all right to me, look, Tif Tameh? No, you don't understand. Of course we're not saying you don't say the word Tameh. There's two issues that you have to worry about in learning. One is clarity and conciseness. The other is clarity in terms of cleanness. The word clarity is used in both ways. So, it depends if you have an option. Clarity in conciseness is more important than the philosophical clarity of cleanness. And therefore, the Torah went out of its way only to teach you. Normally, says the Gemara, normally, if you don't have a similar option, then of course you take the shorter option. And therefore we say it like this. If the words are of similar length, so then you use Lashon Nekiyah. If, however, you certainly are not supposed to go out of your way to use a Lashon Nekiyah, if you can use a Lashon Ketzara, that's more important. So there are Mishtai Lashon Ketzara. Kiri Amar of Unam Rav, Amar of Unam Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Lo Olam Yishne Adam Vatamido Derek Ketzara. You must teach even in the most concise fashion that you're capable of. So density of information is far more important than associations with the information, which are really not what it is that you're coming to teach. So therefore, in these particular cases, the Torah went out of its way to tell you something that it would not normally have done, because otherwise, how would you have known? In other words, I need to go out of my way with these 8 letters, or 9 letters, or 10 letters, or 16 letters. Marsha goes through each case why one wouldn't have been enough, because one I would have thought was Magea Adam, and maybe for animals not, and so on and so forth. But these cases are unique, because it's coming to teach me to go out of your way. Once you know the principle to go out of your way, to use Lashon Nekiyah, now you have to establish, okay, but what's more important, Ketzara or Nekiyah? Ketzara is more important. And therefore, over here as well, we'll use the Lashon of Yoshevet. But not true. You said Ella. You're coming in with a new explanation. But we just had this case. You're going to use the more honorable and appropriate language. But Rochevet and Yoshevet are exactly the same number of letters. So how does this answer the problem of Avigayim? And it says Rochevet. Ah, but it doesn't, you see. It says Rakevet. Huh. So it left out the vav. So you saved the letter. So therefore, it's better to say Rochevet. Now, obviously, he could have said the same thing for Yosheva. He could have left out the Vav. But the problem is, this is so genius, wherever you have the letter missing, there's a drosha that's meant to be made on the letter missing. If you leave out the letter of Rochevet, the drosha to be made is to use the Lashon Yitzhara. But if you use the Lashon Yoshevet, then you're not teaching me anything. So that's Rashi's approach.
But why not?
Because what are you teaching me?
What?
You can't say, I'm teaching you to use a Lashon Ketzara where you could have said Rochevet.
Oh, okay.
It's so cute. Tosfos says, no, that's not the point. The point is that Yoshev versus Yashav is always a drasha. Like, who Yashav Bishar Sidon, which is written Yashav, but it says Yoshev. So we dash in Oto Yominu Shafetale, right? Of course, Nogia David Amelot's entire background, but that's besides the point. But anyway, here we go with this case. We couldn't have said Yashavet, because then we say, okay, so what's the drush for Yashavet? Rashi is much more impressive. There were these two Talmidim that were in front of Rav, and they hated the shir. So one of them said, I can't take it anymore. The shir makes me feel like a tired pig. So he says, I'm just like a stuck pig over here in the shir. I gotta get out of here. And the other one said, I can't stand the shir. I feel like a tired goat. Rob refused to speak with the one that said, the tired pig. So why do we bring both stories? Right? The Rav should explain, because otherwise I would have said Rav wouldn't talk to him because of what he said, not how he said it. But if two people didn't like the shir, and he only wouldn't speak with the one who didn't like the shir in the wrong way, so it's obviously been in the lunch. So right. Things were no different back then, right? Unbelievable. There were two Talmidim that were in front of Hillel. Now, one of the two Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Some say that this is a mix-up. It was actually two Talmidim in front of Rebbe. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, one of them asked, either Hillel or Rebbe, one of them asked, why is it that we do Bitsira with Kalim Torim? So when we're gathering up the grapes, the Kalim have to be Tar, but we're not Mosek, the olives, using Dafka Kelim Torim, the Torah. And the reason for that is because any liquid that squirts out when you pull a grape is considered to be Machshel Kabel Tumah, because it's a liquid that's Choshel, especially grape juice. And you can pour the grapes afterwards into the vat. If you're using waterproof Kelim, you're putting everything into a plastic bag. In those days, Kelim is Zufafin. So then you're happy to have the liquid. Why not? You use it in the end anyway. But when you pull an olive is not giving you oil, it's just giving you liquid, and therefore it's useless for you. And because of that, it's not ki yitain mayim alzera, even though it says ki yutan, but it's written as ki yitain. So vidash has to be ki yitain, meaning you want it that way. That's the reason, in any event. But we don't care about that right now, we just care about the way that he phrased it. So one of them says, how come you're not mosek bitara? And the other one says, why are we both in bitara, but we're mostly using even tumah? And whoever it was, Hillel, already said, Muftachani b'zeh Mora ra'a b'Yisrael. I am certain that this one, now which one is this one, that's not clear. So it was actually Bachot is Rishon, because one of them spoke B'loshen Ketzara, one of them spoke B'loshen Nikiyah. Mm-hmm. So who was up on the other? It's a similar means, the one who said Tumah. Because he chose to speak the Lashon Ketzara. But the Parsha says that, you know, because we're just taking the easy way out over here in front of your Rebbe. Yeah. So, Muftachani b'zeh Shemora Rav Yisrael. And indeed, sure enough, Lo yamim mu'atim, acho raho Rav Yisrael. And that's how we know Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, there were three Kohanim who were discussing and comparing the size of the portion that they were given from the Lechem HaPanim. So one of them was complaining and said, all I got was the size of a pole, Higianica pole. So all I got was like one bean. Actually, there's a question, because this raises over there. So how are you going to be able to see the Yotzi of Achila? It's famous, Brisker Rob. So how are you able to see the Achila? You don't have the design, so you can't do the Mice of Achila. It's a famous Brisker Rob who explains that the Indian of Achila's question, there's no Mice in Achila. There's just that it should be eaten. So if in the end it's consumed, that has nothing to do with desires. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah on you to do the act of achilah, but consumption. It's always. Here is Zigiani Kippur. The other one says, well, I got a desires. The other one says, yeah, well, I got about the size of the Zanava Valita'a. I got a lizard's tail. Everybody's looking at him. Lizard's tail of the Lechma Pani. Something is screwy with this guy's head. So sure enough, Botrakharov, they put him through an MRI, and they found a Shemetz Psul. It turned out he wasn't even ready to be a Kohen. His father had married a Grusha. He was a foal. This guy was in bad shape. But wait, that's not in but get him out of his bag with a mala. We're not supposed to check out Kohanim once they're found doing that. Later, they obviously went through an extensive background check in the Beis Din of Yisrael that checks out the Kohanim, so they would have already gone an MRI or DNA test. Well, you're right. Lotema Shemetz Psul, it can't mean that they did a DNA test. It's Ema Shachatz Psul. They found that he had a general personality of chutzpah and speaking inappropriately about the Kodesh Hashem, and therefore they threw him out of there. Tosfos learns interestingly that Shemetz Psul is a Lashon of Avodah Zarah, not a Lashon of Yukos, because it says l'shimtza b'komeihem. By the way, saying so l'shimtza is a psul of dveikus still to Avodah Zarah. So anybody talks like that, there's something wrong with his brain. Now, Lame is Shachat's Psul. This Lashon is that he didn't act appropriately. Or, you know what, it could be that they did do the DNA test. But he by Dema, Shani Atam, do you know the other option? Normally, we wouldn't check a Kohen when he's doing the Aveda. He already went through the check. But over here, he's showing us that something's wrong with him. So we'll do a retest. Obviously, they made a mistake. It happens. The lab doesn't always do a perfect job. You know? Anyway, there was this guy, you know, that used to travel every year from Turkey. And he would eat psochim in Yerushalayim, come back home, and boast. Ha! It says in the Bible, Kol ben necharo yochobo, kol orelo yochobo, I'm a goy, I'm an oral, and I eat the best parts of the Korban Pesach. Ana kach mishufa deshufa. So Rav Yehuda ben Beteira, who lived there, said, nonsense. They know you're a goy. That's why they won't give you the good portion of the Korban Pesach, and that's the only part that you're not allowed to eat. Tell me something. Did they ever give you the fat tail, the alya? Of course, the alya is supposed to go on the mizbeach. So Omar Lay, no, you know, as a matter of fact, I never did have any alya. Ha-ha, he says. Next time you go, you demand an alya, then you'll find out. You tell them I'm not accepting anything less than an alya. So anyway, it comes next year, everybody's get with this group. He says, this year I demand the alya. Alya? Alya goes to Gavura. And he keeps insisting. So they say, who told you to say this? Yeah, it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira told me. They speak to each other. My, I think I'm not. Sure enough, they check him out, and they shoot him. So they send a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. You may be out there in the Tzivin, somewhere in Turkey, but mitzvot chaprusab Yerushalayim. You got your net spread all the way to Yerushalayim. This morning's temperature in the Tzivin is 32 degrees, winds at 10 kilometers an hour out of the northwest. I googled it. It's on the Turkish-Syrian border. Not a good place to be today. But of course, it's in Barnea's neighborhood.
Yes, just today.
Can I do my song now?
Yes.
Nitzivim is in Barnea's neighborhood.
I almost made it there physically, but Sammy the Tailor was there and has a book in his store. You can see where Nitzivim is on the road from Ur to Haran. It's on the ancient path. It's very cool. It's Avram's time.
Yeah, go ahead. And I know something you don't know, but go ahead.
And Rashiva's itself shot of why they're killed is because of Avram and Achai going to Goy because they cook it while it's still being farted.
Wonderful. And there was a big child when they going, why did they kill him? What was the idea? Excellent. What do I know that Barnea doesn't know? I know that the Jews that made Aliyah from the Tzivin, do you know this? They made a Beit HaKnesset, Hashem, the Beit HaKnesset that they had, which was this Hashem Rebbe Yehuda ben Beteira. And they have a whole kehillah built around Yehuda ben Tzivin with this Beit HaKnesset. Shalom, shalom. Fine. Rav Kahana cholas. Rav Kahana became ill, and the Rabbanan sent Rav Yehoshua b'Rei d'Ravidi, and they said, go, zil b'dok b'dini, find out what happened with him. He goes to visit Rav Kahana, and he finds, Rechona Litzlan, he had died. Ashkenaz enough now, he tears his clothing. He puts the tear, the hadri lekari al chori, that they shouldn't see him clearly having torn his clothing, which would be the same as shouting out to them, shocking them, that Rav Kahana was nifter. And he's crying, and he comes. So they say to him, Noch Nafshin, what happened? He died? No, I didn't say it. You said it. Umotzi di ba uksil. Somebody who spreads such words is a fool. Yochanan Chakukah. So Yochanan, either Chakukah means that he was a sofer, Tosfos brings from Rabbi Elchanan, and the Ri is Mefarish from the city of Chakuk, which sounds familiar. Any word from Barnea?
Naphtali, the rule of Naphtali.
And what's the current name of the city?
It might be where Kibbutz Chukok is. It's Machlokes, where it is.
Thank you. So anyway, Nafak the Kiryati went out to the farms to see how the grain was going. He came back, Kiyata, and I said to him, so, how did the wheat do this year? Kitim nasu yafot. Amalam, well, the barley did okay. Which meant, don't get your hopes up. Omer like, the barley did okay. Why don't you go out to the barn and tell the sisim and the chamorim? They like to eat barley. Basically, you can't win. You know? You tell them that he didn't do good, then you're a fool, because motzidiba, you tell them, I mean, what's he supposed to do? I have the mema. What did you expect him to say? He's trying his best, isn't he? No. He should have said, last year the wheat did fine, and that would have given the same information without insulting them as if they're horses. So he should have said, eshtakat, asurfitim yafot, or he could have said, well, the adashim are okay. Well, adashim, humans eat adashim, but what fool is going to eat six grain bread, or barley bread, or dark bread, or elf bread? It's ridiculous. You got to be talking to the horses. Laila Akrayon by the Toda, Afkan Laila Akrayon, Tamudomar, Beyom Zivrachem Yahel, Umimokorat, Vanotar Adyom, meaning Bood Yom and only Bood Yom in Echa. Vedo Dechal or Shlishi Yoko, in that case, he's Sarif Biad Vedino. Zwakim Nechalam, the Yom Laila, Shlom in Echalam, Shneyam, Laila, Malan take if Lachilas Rifa in the morning, Afkan take if Lachilas Rifa in the night, Tamudomar, Vanotar, Mipsara Zeva, by Yom. Which means Biyomata Sarev, Viata Sorfoba Laila. Now, Midikami Yenekala or Shlishiyama or Urto, another 100% Raya, Shmamina. Toshma. Oh, Shayama Kippur, Mitpala Shevin, Mitvade, Shach, Mitpala Shevin, Mitvade, Mibusaf, Mitpala Shevin, Mitvade, Mibitcha, Mitpala Shevin, Mitvade, Bar, Vit, Mitpala Beach, but I say, Rebekin, the Gamil, no, Mishma Votav, Mitpala Shevin, Shlemot. They should serve the Mara of Dalla, Bakanina Dat. Anyway, Alma or Urto. Yes, Shmamina. No more, Toshma, Tani Reb Deveshmo, Lele Arba, Sabotina, Hamitzvaran, Alma or Urto. You're right. And Lebein Rav and Lebein Rav Yudah, of course, Kuliyama or Ruto. The Lo Plige, Marki Atre, Marki Atre, Batu, Rav and Koru, the Laila Nige. Batu, Rav Yudah, Koru, Leili. But Tani Dila, my time, look at Tani Leili to make it clear. No, he's making it cleaner. Lishamal Yudah, Daka, to Rav Yishuv and Levi. Don Rav Yishuv and Levi, the Yolama Yotzi Adam Davar Megune Bipiv, Shari Hakama Katuv Shmona Otiyot. Lo tzi davar begunem bipiv shenema mina beima Torah umina beima asher einena Torah. Rav Papa Omer Teisha shem gebecha ish asher lo yetor mikra laila. Ravin Omer, you forgot the vav of Tor. Eser vav the Tor. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer sheish esrei shenema kema mikre hu bilti Tor kilo Tor. Tani dever Rav Yishmael Omer misaper adam lashon neki asher bezav kara omer kav hu biisha kara omoshav v'omar v'tivcha lashon Okay, atem should be to the Gmali Murche. But if I can't Moshe Tishtov at Panavi Arkivam Alakamor, atem should be Banavur. But if he wrote Hevet Alakamor, atem should be to the Lila work. Or if I tell him, should be to the Lila maybe Leka, we should be to the Dovidika. Or if I tell him, we should be to the Dovid Nabi Leka. For the be to the Dahar alone, Ika. Obviously, the point over here is you could excuse it even on that basis. Ubi oraita, nilo ktiv tamei. Of course it does. Kol eichad dechiyad dode nino, and only then mishtay v'loshen mekiyah. Kol eichad nefi shid bi yalei mishtay v'loshen ktsar. Gram rvun amar ab, gram rvun amar ab shem rabbi meir, liyola mishne adam matamido derech kitsara. Kol eichad dechiyad dode nino mishtay v'loshen kavod. I thought that's the whole problem we just said. Rochevet yoshevet are exactly the same number of letters. And it says Rochevet. No, it says Rakevet. Can't take anymore. And Rav refused to speak with the Hari Nehek. Some say it was committed already, and Rabbi Nehek was Rabbi Yochanan. So Chad said, And he's still there. Who are mod avisol yokob sokhom yoshlaim aktiv ko beden khalo yokob kol arelo yokob va ana kakhmin mishuvri shufri ha 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 amale revirem in betera no way mika safal khamaya amale lo ki solak la hat am emelo safal in alia watch what they say ki solak amalo I demand the alia amale alia the gavoy salko amale man amale khak amale revirem in betera. Ooh, Amrum, I had to come on. Sure enough, Botka Batray, Ashkahud, Armohabe, Shokale, Ravina Mentera, Shalom, Ravina Mentera, Up in its evin, Umitsurat Karpus, Abirushalai, Rivkana Kola, Shadrura, Banu, Ravishur, Bered, Ravini, Omele Zubadok, Bandini, Hatta Ashke, Donok Nafshe, Kari, Lavush, Vatta, Kari, Kori, Boki, Vati, Omele, Nok Nafshe, Omele, Analo, Kamino, Motsidi Boksi, Yokan Kaku, Kona, go out to the barn, buddy. Well, what was the poor guy supposed to do? My Avila the Mema. He should have said, Eshtakat Naso Chitim Yafot. Or he could have said, Adashim Nasim Yafot. You got to think about what you're saying.
Keep it down a little bit because it changes the volume level of the whole recording.
Okay, well, for some reason,
yeah. No, it's great, but not the level is too high.
Boker or?
So we're here today. Today's daf is daf
Gimel. Don't know what that means.
That's right. Now we don't know, but you're telling us it's getting dark outside.
I thought it was very, very missing from yesterday's daf.
Yes, very definitely.
Where's that from everybody?
Yeah. All right, so let's see here. Let's start from the Meitve on Amud Beis. Meitve ein masin masrot el ala chodesh nireb is mano le kacho. The only time that we light the fires, the riders of Rohan fires, you know, is davka where the chodesh has been noted by Beit Din. Sorry? El chodesh nireb is mano has been noted by Beit Din, and it is a chodesh that was mekudesh on the 30th day. So then, ex post facto, that night, we let people know that the Chodesh was Mu'ubar. But it was not Mu'ubar. But if it turns out that it was a Chodesh Mu'ubar, which basically will happen when Bezin is not Mekabel, then we're not Modiyar, we're not Mithin Masuot, and then everyone knows from the very fact that there are no fires, that there has been no Kiddush HaChodesh earlier, and that it's really the 31st day now that is the correct beginning of the next month. Furthermore, and here's the part that's important, the Eimatai Masin Masorot, when do we make these fires? Lo'or Iburo. It's the night of the day that would have been the day in which the Chodesh was Me'ubar, had we allowed it to be Me'ubar, but we ended up being Mekadesh. But anyway, we see from here that the Lashon of Or, clearly Alma Or Urdu, Shmamina, that indeed proves again that Or is Urdu. We saw yesterday for Rabbi Yehuda as well that Or means the night before. Shema Amina. Meitzvei. Haya omeit kol alayla bakriv ala mizbech lo'ora ta'un kiddush adayim raglayim, Divrei Rebbe. Someone, Kohen, who was on the mizbech all night, has not been meisiach dat from his hands, nonetheless at the morning, which clearly lo'ora means here, it must be that he, and he needs kiddush adayim raglayim, so it must be therefore that ora is the morning, and it can't possibly be anything else. She says, the Gemara, that's true, but the word ora is not what we're discussing. Or we're discussing or. Ora, shining. Everybody is moda there, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it means yom. Meitzei. Marzutra has the following problem, the lashon of or. Hamapelet or l'shvonim ve'echad, Beit Shammai kotrim mikorbanu beit Hillel mechayvin. Just some brief background. It's a very simple situation. Over here, Yoledet brings a korban on her leida. She only brings the korban on her leida at the end of the days of the Melot. What happens is that at the end of 7 days for a Zohar, or 2 weeks for an Ekeva, she goes to the mikveh, becomes the equivalent of a Tfulat Yom for the next 33 days of a Zohar, or for 66 days of an Ekeva. At the end of the total number of days, 40 or 80, so on the 41st or 81st day, depending on the sex, male or female respectively, she will then bring a carbon. If there were multiple hapalot during that period, so she became pregnant again after giving birth, within the 80 days, which is long enough to develop a fetus, and now it's already after Avon Yom, and she has another, she miscarries, now there's two leidot. She'll bring one carbon for both leidot. But if it's already been the time to bring her korban, in other words, she has the miscarriage on the 81st day in the morning, then she's going to have to bring two separate korban. Oh, because the first period was over, now comes a new leidot, it's not covered by the same korban. What, however, would be the case if the evening before, in other words, the night of the 81st day, which is here called Or L'shvonim Ve'echad, which of course is our Raya. So the night of the 81st day, she miscarried. So now the question is that included in the previous period of the Melot? Clearly it's after the Melot, because the Melot only extends to that night. If she now is going to ask, am I Tmei'ah, or am I still in the days of my Melot? Excuse me, lady, you're not in your days of your Melot, you're Tmei'ah, you're Rayadam, you're Tmei'ah. That's for sure. But the question is, since there has not yet been an opportunity to bring a carbon, because you can't bring a carbon at night, this revolves on the issue whether Lila's b'chus is man for carbon or not. But the bottom line is, we have a machloket Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says, look, she's still included in the night, she still wasn't able to bring a carbon, she's included in the period before, and she can now bring one carbon for both when she becomes thrown out. Beit Hillel, mechayvin, because no, it's already too late. Amrulahem Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, maishno or shmonim ve'achad miyom, shmonim ve'achad. What's the difference? I don't understand. Are we not all agreed that the next morning, of course, the later will be Mechayev another carbon? So why the night before, which always hasn't been in the next morning? Not to mention the fact that im shivala la tumalo yishvela la karbana. Besides that, Lamaisa, you agree that if she's Rei Adam or she becomes Tmeya, here she's going to be not included in her Malot once it's already after the day of the 80th. So why Lagabi the Chiyav of the carbon of later will she not be considered to be Akra Malot? I understand what the difference is. Anyway, as far as our sugya is concerned, it's obvious, look at the whole context here is crazy. Or can only mean in this context, Shmamina or Zurta. How could anybody suggest that or could be Yomama? You're right, Shmamina. Another raya, that or definitely means the night before. You might think that we're again a little bit of background. The din is that all the karbanos of Kodesh Kodashim and some karbanos like the karban teda, even of Kodesh Kalim, are eaten only for one day. At the end of that day, which includes for Kodashim the next night, because in Kodashim the Lila follows the day instead of vice versa. So at the end of that day, meaning in the morning of the second day, the notar is burnt. However, where there are kachim kalim, such as a carbon shlamim, where you eat the carbon for 2 days, because the Torah says, ulamochorat. So the din is that you eat the carbon for 2 days and the night between those 2 days, but not the night following the second day. So here the Gemara says, or you might think that we should include, says the whole sugya in Zvachim, you might think we should include the night of the third day, in other words, day one plus the night after, day two plus the night after, which is the night of the Shlishi, in non-Kachin terms. And, after all, this makes a great deal of sense, doesn't it? The dinu. It makes sense to read it that way, because look, we have the other Zvokim we're using in the sense of Zebach Todah. Imal Todah is Bechana. So the Todah, which is Kachin Kalim, is eaten for 1 day. And the Shlomim, which is Kachin Kalim, is eaten for 2 days. So now, we should have said that it's basically the same halacha. If zvachim ne'achalim yom echad, and shlamim ne'achalim l'shnei yamim, so ma'ala'ala layla achra yom avkan layla achra yom, the Torah is including another day, ulemochorat, so just like the first day when it came to the Korban Torah, it should be eaten the day and the following night, so to the second day that's added to the Korban Shlamim should be the second day and the night following, which is the night of the Shlishi, the Or of Shlishi.
Namely 48 hours instead of 24.
Exactly, yeah, 2 days, mochorat. Amud lomar, b'yom zivchachem ye'achel, therefore, says the Torah, b'yom zivchachem ye'achel umi mochorat, v'anotar ad yom. What's it called? Anotar ad yom, and then anotar b'yom ha'shlishi. So it's ad yom means ad yom ba'od yom u'ne'achal. As long as it is day, then it's ne'achal, v'inu ne'achal or shlishi. You can't eat this the night of the third. So you might think, if that's the case, burn it, because now it's become notar, and using the word notar. So yochel yisarek miyad, as a matter of fact, v'dinu, zvachim ne'achol, im yom v'laylachar, v'shlamim ne'achol, v'shnei amim v'laylachar, we've just established that the relationship between zvachim, let's say a todah, and a shlamim, is that the shlamim are eaten for 2 days, but they're eaten for 2 days only during the day, not the night afterwards. Well, is the din not when it comes to zvachim, mala alan tekef lachila sreifa? The Torah tells us, anosra aboker, v'shisareif, and then that's immediately afterwards, ad bogin until the morning, and then burn it. So afkan tekef lachila sreifa, then here too, you finished eating it, anotar, anotar adion, fine, now it's time to v'shisareif. Should I wait till the morning? I should burn it now? I mean, what I say, chetiyah dafkin ayon? Ah, Talmud lomar, therefore comes along the Torah, tell me v'anotar mitzar hazevach bayom hashlishi, v'shisareif. Dafka during the day of the third day, the Yomata Sorfo Viata Sorfo Balayal. Anyway, but as far as the language analysis is concerned, Mirakama Yehei Nechal Or Lashlishi. Explain to me what that's supposed to mean. I mean, obviously, Or Lashlishi in that case can only mean Or Urtahu. Wow, Shmamina, you're right. Okay, you're right. We have Raya's one after the other that you're right. Oh yeah, well, just in case you're not sure, Kashma, let me show you. I mean, you gotta be crazy to think any other way. Or show Yamaki Purim mitpalel sheva mitvade. Shacharit mitpalel sheva mitvade. Bumusaf mitpalel sheva mitvade. Bimincha mitpalel sheva mitvade. We made it very clear that Or is referring to the night before. Is there any question whatsoever? I mean, it's quite clear. So be arvit when it comes to after Yom Kippurim, then you can't daven only 7 brachot, which you might have been able to do. I mean, after all, it's a tough day. You know, let's do a little habinenu and get it over with, right? No, why not? Because lemaisa, you're going to have to say the bracha of Havdalah b'chodei nadat, and there's no place to say that in habinenu. So mele, you have to say the Shmone Esrei, is the way that we pask it. But lemaisa, the time it comes is, listen, you should be able to get away with being Shmone Esrei. I mean, a little Avinenu here and there wouldn't hurt. Rav Chanina Gamliel Amir B'Shum Avotav. No. Mitpalel Shmanasar Shlemot. V'dei Shetzarich Lomar Havdalah B'Chodei Nadat. Anyway, the language of Or, I think, is quite clear. Or Urto, right? Shmamina. Oh, just in case you're not convinced. Tashma. The Tani, Devei Shmuel, Lele Arba'as Arbotkin Atachameitz. Okay, how about that? How about that? Take this very Mishnah and say it over in a bright and make it clear. Or Arba'asar means Lele Arba'asar. Botkin and Chametz Lora Ner. So there's no question that Bedikat Chametz takes place the night before the day of Akravat HaPesach. So Alma or Urtahi. I mean, was there really somebody who was suggesting that Bedikas Chametz should be done in the morning? Of course not. Bein Ravuna, Bein Ravuna, Kuli Alma or Urtu. Obviously, the meaning of the word or in the Mishnah is the night before. The only difference when Ravuna would say things over, he would say the word nige, or would say the word lele. The difference between Ravuna and Ravuna is how they translated the Mishnah when they were explaining it to the Talmidim. And all that was happening is that they were using the local vernacular to describe the translation of the word or. And in Markiatri, Beatri Ravuna koru nige. The fact is that, interestingly enough, in Ravuna's locale, they would actually call night, astounding thing, huh? I mean morning, exactly like the Mishnah. In other words, whatever is driving the Tana, to use the word or for Laila, became that which was embodied in the Aramaic that called their Laila Nige. And in Rav Yehuda, they called it Laila. So that's how they translated different. So why indeed Tana didan my taima lo katani laili? I mean, it is confusing. I mean, why not say it the way that it says it in the Braitha, and that way it's clear to everybody? Because he's coming to teach you something. Lishna ma'al Yehuda nakat. Again, because we're referring to Pesach. And the whole din of Pesach, as we spoke about yesterday, is a din in language. And it's absolutely essential to teach us the proper utilization of language when it comes to Pesach and Sipur and Haggadah and Amira and so on. So all of these things force us to use this sugya to teach dinim of lashon. Therefore, the Tana uses this opportunity to teach you to avoid negative implications in your language. And if you have an opportunity of using the word light instead of using lila, then it's better to use light, because after all, that's something that we look forward to, not to lila. Not that this is a davar megunem, but in other words, based on the idea that a person should not use words that have in them elements of deny, so you don't want to talk about tuma, and you don't want to talk about darkness, but it's here we talk about, obviously lila is not megunem, it's the time of the day, but already we expand the din to exclude now even the remuzim, the psychological remuzim of the impact of lasha. How do we know this? Shari, ikem hakatuv shumona otiot. V'lo hotzi davar megunem bipiv. Take a look how it is that the Torah was careful to say in the most roundabout way possible, min ha-beimah ha-tohorah u-min ha-beimah asher einena tohorah. What is this asher einena tohorah? I mean, come on and say it like it is, baby. I mean, there's beimot or tmeot, they're not einena tohorot. Elamai. So the difference between the word tmeah and the word asher einena tohorah gives you an additional 8 letters. It's going to waste all of that space just to, and it's certainly there's an inyan to be malami derech tzara, as we know, that's an important part of lashon as well, is efficiency in language, is also major mile in language. Nonetheless, the Torah went out of its way to teach you this. It doesn't mean, as we'll see, that there aren't hundreds of places where the Torah does say tmeah, but in other words, it wants to teach you the halacha so that you know that when it is the same and it's not wasteful, or there's no other reason to do otherwise, that it would be better to say it this way if you could. I mean, if you can't and it's not efficient, then don't, usually. But this is the way in which we would know. Otherwise, how would we know? Sorry?
I mean, in this particular case, it's not halakha being told over, but it uses the extra word. But in cases of halakha,
what do you mean in case of halakha, where it's not, where it changes halakha?
It says tamei, we say tamei mafarish.
But that's not the point. We would have said it there too, except we don't waste our words. We're taking one example in order to teach halakha, so that the extra words don't become wasteful, they become now a drasha. Once we know the drasha, we don't do it in every place, because it's much, much lengthier to see a shirin in a Torah. That's the point. But again, the Gemara is going to work this out later. So far, we think it means never say the word tamei. Which, of course, obviously is not, can't be the case. If Papa says, well, I got an example where we have 9 letters. It says, Ki yebcha ish asher lo yeh tahar. Mikra laila. Lo yeh tahar. In which come out and say, asher yeh tameh mikra laila. Lo yeh tahar. Asher lo yeh tahar is 9 letters longer than tameh. Ravina says, no, it's 10 letters. There was a vav in that tahar. You weren't counting over there. So it's 10 letters longer. Ravacha by Yaakov says, I can bring you a case of 16 letters. And this is where Shaul is describing, so why didn't David show up today? So, okay, the first day he says, well, mikrehu, bilti tahorhu. I mean, that's the most, modern jargon, bilti tahor. I'm like, come on. This
is pure
That is perfect, beautiful. That would be, mamish, the modern, yeah. Great. Bilti tahor hu, kilo tahor. Look at all of that. Woo! Bilti tahor, kilo tahor, instead of just saying tameh. Now, obviously, the last part, kilo tahor, even if you would say tameh is extra, I mean, that's not coming not to say tameh. I mean, that didn't belong there at all, right? The Achronim S is a very beautiful term. The bilti tahor hu is what leads us to say kilo tahor. Because if I'm saying he's tameh, I don't need to explain why he's tameh. But to say bilti toharhu, even if he had become a balkari, he could have gone to the mikveh. The point is, though, that then he would still be at full yom. So kilo tahor, he hadn't finished his tahira. But it's only because I started by saying, well, he wasn't tahor. I mean, even if he'd gone to the mikveh, he still wasn't tahor, because he still was at full yom. So all of that was only said because I wanted to avoid the bottom line. Bottom line is he's tameh. So in other words, I'm going to hold rush of 16 letters in order to avoid facing the fact that it's coming.
Which of the 16 words?
Instead of the entire word from bilti tahor hu kilo tahor is now, instead of tamei, 16 letters longer. Tani de Beir of Yishmael, la'olam yisaper adam b'lashon nekiyah, there's another braita that says, always choose the cleaner language, because look, bezav kor'o merkav, Ubi isha kor o moshav, which is really strange, because when the Torah starts discussing the dinim of Mishkav and Merkav by Ezov, It doesn't refer to the word Merkav Ha'isha. It talks about her Moshav Asher Hi Yoshevet Alav. Instead of saying Asher Yoshevet Alav, it could have said the same way it says before, Rochevet. We'll analyze the number of words later on. So you see, Tosis points out that this is really disturbing, because the din of Mishkav and Moshav is not the same. The din of Merkav and Moshav is not the same. The din of by Merkav is, if you're Nogeb the Merkav, then there's no din of Kibbutz Begadim. It's Metame and Odom, and it's not Metame and Odom to Metame Begadim Sha'alav. Mashenken, if the Odom touches a Moshav of Azav, then it's Metame Begadim to be Metame Begadim Alav. We've seen this distinction many times. Tosis says, because there are two elements that set up. It's Kli Asher Yoshevet Alav. So from the din of the Kli, we do learn out Merkav. Except we didn't want to say it. Asher Yoshevet, why do we bring out, when it comes to the woman, the sense of yeshiva as opposed to rechiva? Because the word rochev, by definition, means splitting your legs. One on one side of the animal, one on the other side of the animal. Which is inappropriate when you're describing a female. So memela, you wouldn't want to use the lashon of merkav. You want to use the lashon of moshav. It's more tzanua. So you see that the Torah goes out of its way to say a different, use a different word. V'yomer v'tifchar lashon arumim. Furthermore, we find that actually Iov points out that v'tifchar, Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses lashon arumim, the language of the wise that is smartly chosen. V'yomer, furthermore, it says also v'dad, the lashon is dat svatai boror milelo, again in Iov, that to know the clarity, to know from my language, the way that I use language, that's every word, the buriros, the clarity is important. Why do we need these three separate things? V'chitim, I'll tell you why. Because v'chitim ha'aminu mili b'ni oraita. You're bringing me a writer. The Torah, okay, I understand. If God is the writer, then God can remain aware of the differences between Moshe and Merkav. So they're all right. We expect the best from him. But from a human writer already, maybe not so. I mean, the chachamim also have to be so makbid. Therefore, but Rabbana, maybe not. Therefore, Toshma, Vomer. Furthermore, it says in the Pasuk, Vatifchar Lashon Arumim, V'chitei Ma'ani Mila Mira Rabbana, Navo B'mila Di Amalo. Maybe you'll say that that's Davka when it comes to tell me in Yonim that are Nogea, really, the teachings and so on. This time you're going to tell me, in general, Mila Di Alma, that I should also be careful. Lo'olam lo yotzi adam davar meguna mipiv. Maybe not. Therefore comes along, but that's Vatai Borumi Leilu. You're saying by a woman the Torah never talks about riding? I'll bring you cases where the Torah says openly that a woman rides with the same suggestiveness that would have said Moshav Merkav by Azava. Beisha loks iba Merkav ve'achti v'atokom Rivka v'na'aroteha v'atirkav na'alagamalim. So why does it say that Rivka was riding a camel? It should have said v'atishavna alagamalim. Says the Gemara, no. Over there, nobody rides a camel sideback. It's too high, it's too frightening, and therefore it becomes the only way to properly describe what she was doing. When you're riding a horse, or when you're riding a chamor, so there's nothing inherently contradictory of saying you were sitting on the chamor. But to say you're sitting on a camel is absurd. You don't sit on a camel ever. Because of that, either there's two ways of learning it, which I really don't believe are different, but the Achronim take it as being different. Either, as Tosfos says, either we do not change the facts for Lashon Nikiyah. It's all very nice to talk about euphemisms, but not when they are not responsive to the requirements of language. Or because, since it is part of the nature of riding a camel, that it needs to be done this way, it now becomes clinical rather than sexual. So it's no longer in any way stimulating, and there's nothing wrong with talking about splitting her legs. Splitting her legs to remove the wart. I mean, that's exactly what it's saying over here, and therefore it doesn't include, it's urcha, and as urcha, there's nothing that is wrong with saying what was. Okay, I mean, it's Vasemes, which is, of course, a great name for a sefer that's discussing this issue. But the Svasemis views that as a different shot than Tosis. But that's his shot. V'aktiv asks the Gemara, well, what about Vayikach Moshe et ishto ve'et banav v'yarkiveim ala chamor? So it says chamor also uses the lashon of rechiva, not only a camel. And I thought that a chamor you can easily get away with yeshiva. No, over there, hata mishum banav. Over there, it's because of the banav. The urchahu is very disturbing. I have not located Yerzaot that removed the Urkhu, that didn't have the Urkhu, but it certainly has been used in a different way. Because the way Rashi understands it, Mishum Banav Urkhu, is not to say that since his wife was holding the children, therefore she had to be sitting Berakiva. But rather, since males split their legs, we use the word Rakiva for the group. The group was being roche. Okay. But so then it isn't because of Urcha, then it's because the language of Rechiva, the Lashon Rechiva is going on Zechariah. To use that it's Urcha would mean that it makes sense that a woman would be roche if there's children there that are sitting also as Rechiva. What she's supposed to do? She's supposed to ride, what do they call it, saddleback? Side saddle. She's supposed to ride side saddle when the kids are riding. She's unable to be shomeret. Ask the Gemara, well, what about the hero chevet ala kamor? How about the story over there of Abigail, where it says she, there was nobody else there, was no camel, there were no children, and it says she's riding. Well, I mean, it was the middle of the night, we should be to the Delilah, I'm over there. At night, you can't say she's sitting. It's not accurate. There's no way she could be sitting. She's holding on for dear life. Or you know what? I mean, it could be Mishum, the Yatuta Delilah Aleka. Maybe she knows the area. She's not holding on for dear life because of the night, but she's holding on for dear life because of David. This is a serious meeting. I'm going to be riding side saddle. Vibaydema Yatuta Delilah Namileka. She had that all worked out anyway. But it's Mishum Yatuta Dahari, because she's going down the side of a mountain. There, she's holding on for dear life. So Mamela, she would be riding with her one foot on either side. Now, are you trying to tell me that the Torah won't use the word Tameh? Be right, the Milo Ktiv Tameh? I mean, I got to bring you the riots that it says Tameh? No, of course not. Obviously, the Torah doesn't always use Lashon Nekiyah, because Lashon Nekiyah is not the only criteria for determining how to speak. The fundamental criteria for how to speak is efficiency, clarity, effectiveness. That's for sure. Therefore, if you have an option of speaking two ways, both of which are equally efficient, then but an efficient meal, if you're going to have to speak longer and inefficiently, then so much for the to hire a challenged individual. In other words, Adarabba, that's viewed as a fundamental pagam. The Rambam makes it, gives a big speech about it, the way that people... concise big speech about it. The way that people utilize additional words, they'll write svarim with extra words. So raya minei ubeid, it's a ksil. That gives a drush. I mean, you listen to people that say the same thought 50 times over and over again, but each time a little bit, you go out of your mind. That itself is a derech of ksil, not a derech of a chokmah. It's essential in teaching chokmah to be very, very concise and precise.
What about the overkill here?
It's not an overkill in language. I'm going to do different things. That's already to prove that it's not. Each one of them shows, don't tell me in this context or in that context. By the way, there are different contexts. I should have actually mentioned this earlier. Because why is the Mishnah, why are we asking him, why does the Mishnah use or let it use lila? How about all the other cases? Because the din is, in each one of them, there are elements that may be different. In other words, if you're talking about or at a time in which you need the light still, it's dafka at the beginning of a night. So the beginning of a night, I may want to use or, but dafka to tell me it's still sort of right after sunset. The beginning of Tzeit HaKochavim, I use or. But over here, that's not the din by the Bidikas comments. So why are we using or? Okay, but each one is also marv, but they don't think it's because of X, Y, or Z. Except that over here, Enochinami, we do go out of our way and use extra words, but that's because now the extra words become the drosha to teach me that you should always speak the Lashon Nekiyah. Obviously, I'm not going to do that all the time because then I'm violating the requirement for Lashon Ketzara. So the effectiveness of language is fundamental. Secondarily, we have the issue of the euphemistic use of language when possible. The famous Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, I'm sure you've all heard, is that Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh because it's impossible to say something meguneh in Lashon HaKodesh. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing. I remember a beautiful story of my father Zatzal. It was here in Eretz Yisrael close to 40 years ago. I had a young cousin, and she was going to school, and she was a very, very, Rechavia. At that time, that was like the difficult children, going to gymnasia and so on. I mean, now you actually can't work down the street over there, but at that time that was viewed as a... So my father was very interested to know whether the Rambam holds up once Hebrew becomes a modern language. Can you now be filthy in Hebrew? So he studied. This is an amazing conversation. So he speaks to her. He says, "Look, tell me something. Do you curse?" She's like 12, 13 at the time. Yes, absolutely. What do you say? I can't tell you. It's too terrible. Now, come on, I got to know. It's very important. I got to know. How do you curse when you want to say something really filthy? So she hangs her head, and she says, Hedyot. It was so beautiful. That's an amazing story.
Psychologist was telling
me. And the truth is, you need to use Arabic words.
Yeah. Arabic words.
It's unbelievable.
There was a girl with Tourette's in a gown or something. And the worst that she was coming up with was like to offend somebody was pa'a. That was as bad as it got.
Right. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So the Rambam points out you cannot speak sexually in a bad way. Go ahead, try to say something. What are you going to say? Right. If you see scribbled here on the bridges and so on, which in the U.S. it's FU things like that. Over here it says lehit na'ef. Wow, that's really major. I'm completely shattered. There's nothing you can do. That's a gilui. That is lashon hakodesh. Okay. So, anyways, continues the Gemara. The Omar le. So here to the Omar Ravuna Omar Rav. I mean Omar Ravuna Omar Rav. We should be mayor. It's essential to teach effectively and to be concise. So, all right, but now you're telling me that is that true though? If it's the same, then you'll say you will always use the lashon kavod. So, now I understand that I was wrong all along to suggest that it's coming with Afka to teach me, or because it's responsive to the particular situation. I've got to explain why I would use it. Now I understand that Rochevet, that we're always going to look for what is shorter, but Yoshevet and Rochevet is the same, no, because it doesn't use a vav in Rochevet. It could also leave the vav out of Yoshevet, of course, but as Tarsus points out, if you leave a vav out of Yoshevet, it's always as a drasha. You're all familiar with the drasha. Lot Yoshev, Yashav. Oso ayom asob shofet. Right? Now, every time we leave out a vav from certain words, it's coming with drasha. So Mamela, over here, there's no way to avoid it. As a matter of fact, Rahana Trey Talmidid, Aviyatve Kamedu Rav. Two Talmidim. We're talking in front of Rav. Both of them were miserable about the sugya that they'd been learning. They simply couldn't take another minute of it. They just were ready to just give up. So one of them says, Shavitinan ha'shemaitza kidover afer misanka. I mean, this sugya has turned me into a floundering pig, or Rashi learns, into just a worn-out pig. I can't take it anymore. You've turned me into a floundering gedi. I feel like I'm sitting here. I don't know where I'm going to retire. I mean, if I know it's floundering in the water. Rav refused to talk to the guy, even though he was very careful. He was a euphemism. He didn't say, I'm a floundering pig. He said, I'm a floundering something else. So, isn't that itself? No. Because even if you have an opportunity to have a euphemistic use of an image that is inappropriate, you don't want to use the euphemistic. Yeah.
Is this a reflection of how that person sees what he's dealing with?
Yes.
Or the person himself?
Da'at svatai is an indication of the way you view the world. And therefore, it's an outgrowth of your da'at, your
so
will.
So his attitude towards this piece of learning was...
No. Interesting. See, what he's raising is interesting now, Abba. Because everybody asks, why is it important to tell me that there were two Talmidim, one of whom viewed himself as a floundering gedi. Just tell me a story. A guy was in the basement, he was so sick of the sugya, he said, you turned me into a floundering something else. That's enough. Because then I would have thought that it's because he's relating to the learning in that way. Therefore, we want to bring a story here. There's two guys. They both hate the sugya. They're both talking about getting out of it. They can't take another minute of it. So that's not the issue. It's the way that you say it that's the issue. And therefore, we can isolate the language problem as opposed to the learning problem. We hope that not too many people in Daf Yomi you can relate to this sugya in a very personal way. But, yeah.
The euphemism that he uses reflects his view of his learning or what he's involved with.
No.
I mean, it could be seen that way.
Right, but if it were, then the Gemara wouldn't have brought it, right? Because what we're trying to show is the fact that a person will use language this way. It went out of its way to say, look, let's ignore the learning part, because both of them were talking about learning. But how do you refer to yourself? Refer to yourself as a pig? Even as a euphemism. So it's a story within a story, because it's the euphemistic use of a lashon that wasn't nikias. But that's avoiding it.
It's not subconscious expression.
Vis-a-vis the learning.
His relationship to the learning.
Right. It's not a subconscious. It's a willingness to see himself in a particular way. Because it wasn't an attitude to the learning. Both of them had the same attitude to the learning. The question is, how do they view what happened to themselves as a result of that? Right? So Rob wouldn't talk with the other kid.
You say also that even as a
double. Not only did he say it, but he went longer to right. say the whole thing. He didn't shorten.
But say the right thing, because it was a euphemism.
Yeah, even though.
It's true. There were two Talmidim. Hillel was teaching, one of whom was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was others say there was a Maisa. They say over this Maisa there were two Talmidim in front of Rebbe, one of whom was Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And anyway, the case was, one said, Mipnei ma butzrin betahara, ve'ein moskin betahara. Whereas the other, how is it that when it comes to the betzira of wine, so we have to, grapes, we have to be careful to do that betahara. But when we're doing the mesika of olives, then we don't have to be careful to do a betahara. And the other one said, Mipnei ma botzrim betahara, umoskin betumah. And Rebbe, or Hillel as the case may be, said, Muftach ani bezeh shemoreh hora'a b'Yisrael. I'm sure that this one is going to be a mayor of Yisrael, b'Yisrael is going to be famous. Velo, ayu yamim ma'ati macharau Rabbi Yisrael. Indeed, he became famous. Turned out to be, of course, it doesn't say who said what. There's an interesting machlokus in the Rishonim. Who he thought would be the Mora Hora? The one who said moskim betum'ah, or the one who said ve'in moskim betahara?
We don't mention the other one's name, so we would think that.
No, but we don't know who he's. But we don't know what he said. It just says charama. We don't know which one. So there are some Rishonim who say that he thought he was going to become a Mora Rabbi Yisrael. Because of the fact that he was careful not to use too many words just to show off that he knew how to speak Belashim Makiyah. And he went straight out and said, Moskim Betumeyah. Mm-hmm. Right? It's interesting. However, most are dochid, because the truth is, there's even some who suggest this has nothing to do with Lashon Tahara Tuma. It has to do with clarity of thinking. Because it's wrong to say Moskim Betumah. What do you mean? Moskim Betumah implies what you have to be Moskim Betumah. In context of saying Botsrim Betara, then Moskim Betumah would be a parallel. You have to, which is a very short. All you want to say is, and it is not necessary to be Mosek, but that's the point. So that it's even a different sugya bringing in the idea of the clarity of the words. There was another Maisa where there were three Kohanim, and they were talking about Lelechem Haponim, and there was very little Lelechem Haponim to go around. Everybody would jump, try to get a piece. So one of them said, "Woo, Igiani Kipol, all I got was the size of a bean." And the other one says, "Oh man, Igiani Kizayin." And the third guy says, "Igiani Kizanav Alita'a, I got a lizard's tail worm." What a kind of crazy way of referring to Lelechem Haponim is that? So, but Kuach Harav, they sure enough, they did a genetic test on him. Umatzu bo shemetz psul. They found out that he was bad shape. So he was actually a halal, Rashi learns it, Rabbi Nochanan. It says, shemetz psul zelosha vavodazora. L'shim tza bekomehem. So he wasn't really roid to be over in Amerika de Kuna. I thought once a Kohen has been determined to be roy for the Mizbeach, means he's already gone through the checking process of the Bezdin and so on and so forth. The point is that he was a shachtsan, and therefore this wasn't an isolated example. The person was a low-class talker and so on. He wasn't roy to be a Kohen. They threw him out. Or you know what, maybe really they did check, and they found the psul that should have been checked out already by the original Beit Din. But Shanayatam Biyudara Anafshe, since he now triggered the Bedika, when we say we don't check, it's we don't check when we have no reason to check. If somebody comes, he wants to marry such and such a girl, the father's going to say, how do I know he's really good? But he went through the best thing. But when he's acting in this way, he's forcing us to do some DNA check. Ahu Armo'a, there was another very interesting mice of a goy that used to pass himself off as a Jew, and every Pesach he would come to eat a carbon Pesach. Just to show that they're no better than we are.
They go to the local shawarma store? And...
No. Come on.
He likes the
So Avi saw, no, it's the whole idea, the point of the Pesachim is goy mikar of goy, the uniqueness of Yisrael, the difference, and so on. Exactly. So he would go up, he'd suffer from Israel, and he would go around laughing. Steve called Ben Nechar Lo Yochabo, called Arel Lo Yochabo, Vana Kachrinam Yishufri the Shufri. Nobody's ever asked me to pull down my pants. I get away with murder. Anyways, he's telling his whole review of Mbetera. The review of Mbetera says, no. They know. Believe me, they know. I'll prove it to you. You pay the same money everybody else pays. Have they ever given you a piece of the fat tail? That's the best piece. You know why? Because they know. So Mika Sofel Chomal, Yomar like, no? Oh, Kisalak Talat, go ahead. Tell them to give you some fat tail, then you'll see the way they treat non-Jews. Emelu Safuli Mialya. Anyway, Kisolik, he goes back to Yerushalayim, but that's Pesach. He says, oh, no, no, this time I'm getting the Aliyah. I'm like, Aliyah? What, are you crazy? That's one of the things that are put on the Mizbeach, like a Voesalka. Who told you? The guy sitting and screaming, no, you don't want to give me the... Who told you that? I'm like, no, really, you didn't. Becerra told me, you're screwing around. So they said, what? My idea, come on. Something's going on. But Kubatre, so they sure enough, they checked the guy out. They found out he wasn't Jewish, but Katlu. They got rid of him fast. The Shokhule, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, they sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra a little greeting card. Shalom lach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the Ad ben Tzivin. You may be sitting over there in the Tzivin, but Mitzudatcha Prusab Yerushalayim, you've got your trap set out even in Yerushalayim. The question is, why exactly was Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra not coming up to the Beis HaMikdash himself? So it's possible that he was a Zaken. It's possible he didn't own Karka, but it's possible that Tzivin is a Chutzlaritz.
What does it mean if you don't
own property? Sorry? If you don't own property, or it's all your putter for Bali and Lorraine. So have you been there? Do you want to go visit? Oh, come on, that would be so cute to get there. Very nice.
Okay. I thought Derek Rokoka was anything outside the Harbaya.
Right? By the way, in Tosfos, it's Eretz Shinar. Would it be included in Shinar? Tosfos brings the right from the Targum, but Netzivim is one of the cities of the Turgam, Eretz Shinar. Maybe Kalna. Kalna would not. Is that indeed Netzivim is the Targum? Maybe it's not. Maybe in other words, it's Bedavkin, not Mamish Shinar. It's that area. Maybe that would make sense. Yeah.
I thought any place outside the Harbaya system.
Harabai is outside the door of the Azara.
Okay.
But that's the question is why wasn't he going to come up with Rendo once it comes up and he would be bringing
Not why didn't he come before?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't there, but he was going up. He wasn't all the regular. It's because this is probably.
Let me have it like an Asa.
Rav Kahana Cholash. Rav Kahana became ill. Shodrua Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua Berei Deravidi. Rabbanan sent Rabbi Yeshua Berei Deravidi Amrulei Zil Bedok Maidine. Go find out what has come and happened to him. Ata, he arrived at Rabbi Yeshua, at Rav Kahana's home, and he saw that he had died. Ashke denoch nafshe. Karei lelevushe, so he tore his clothing, as he was a Talmud. V'ahandre lekarei leachore, but he turned it around so that the tear would not be immediately visible, but they shouldn't, be shaken. And he's coming back, and he's crying, v'bofi v'asi, omrole, so they said, what, noch nafshe, did he die? Omlo analo kamin, I didn't say anything. V'motzi di bahuksil, you're the guys who said it. Yochanan Chakukah, what exactly is a Chakukah? Rashi says it was a Kinoi Hashem. That's what they used to call it, the Kuk. Tosfos says maybe it means he was a Sofer. Tzoloshinav, that's a Rabbeinu Hananel. Tzoloshinav being Chopek, the great Sofer. And the Ri says he came from the city of Chakukah, which appears to say for Yoshua. So therefore, why not say? And it might even be a city in... Wow. It's near the Kinneret. Beautiful. Anyway, so Nafak Lakiryata, he went out to the fields and where everybody had their farms, and he wanted to he was going to bring a report back as to how things had grown. So Kiyata Omrulay, so he comes back, they say to him, No, Chitim Nasu Yafot. Did the wheat grow well? Amarlan, so he said to them, well, the barley is nice. Sorry, Nasu Yafot. They said to them, that's the way you talk to us, barley. Go out to the barn and tell the Susim and the Chamorim about the barley. What are you talking? Chutzpah. Say uvasir the Susim and the Chamorim. I'm sure they'll be very happy to hear that the barley is good. I mean, so you can't win. What's the guy supposed to do? He's to say no, then he's ah, Matsidi Bautzil. You say the Saorim, say, ah, go talk to our horses. I mean, what's the poor man supposed to do? After all, it says, I saw him out heaven, it's a similar record. My hobby, Leila Neymar, what's the poor guy supposed to do? He should have said, well, last year it was good. Or he could have said, the Adashim Nasu Yafot, at least Adashim are things that people eat. But to say the Saurim, Dafka, the cat food is good. And they're like, ah,
maybe the other
thing he tried.
Maybe the other
thing he still did it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Dear Chibadir. Okay, Rabotai, it's been a lot of fun. We'll do our first review, but before, let's do it. Meisvei Marzudra, Amapelek, Olish, Shmoni, Vyachat, Beit Shammai, Potrimi, Korbanu, Beit Hillel, Mechayvim, Omru Lehen, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Maishno, Or, Shmoni, Vyachat, Miyom, Shmoni, Vyachat, and furthermore, in Shivalo, the Tumah, Lo, Yishvelo, the Kobar, Neither Karma, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Maishno, Or, Shmoni, Vyachat, Miyom, Shmoni, Vyachat, Shmamina, clearly, Or, Urtu, Yep, Shmamina, Beit, Yoko, Ye, Nechal, Or, Lachli, Sheet, Vidinu, Zvachim, Nechalim, Liyom, Echad, Shlamim, Nechalim, Lishne, Yamin, Mala, Alan, Laila, Akrayom, Akkan, Laila, Akrayom, Tamud Omar, Biyom Zivkachem Yachel Umim Bochorat, Vahanotar Ad Yom, what's called Ad Yom, Beod Yom, Unecha, Veno Necha, Lohar Shlishi. Yoko Yisar Miyad, Vidinu. Zivachim, Nechal Om Niyom Vilayla Echad, Vishlamim Nechal Om Nishnei Yomim Vilayla Echad. Ma'ala Halan Tekev Vakilis Reifa, Afkan Tekev Vakilis Reifa. Tamud Omar, Vahanotar Mipsar Azevach, Biyom HaShlishi, Beish Yisarei, Biyom HaTasrefo, Yatasrefo Balayla. Mirikomi Yenechal Or LaShlishi, so clearly Or Urta, Uchmamina, right? Tashma or Shema Kippur mitpalal sheva mitvade. Shacharit mitpalal sheva mitvade. B'musa mitpalal sheva mitvade. Milcham mitpalal sheva mitvade. B'arvit asa mitpalal min shmona esre. Rav Chanina Megamliel amrim shmona esre. No. Mitpalal shmona esre shleimot. Mipnei shetzirik lomar avdala b'chonina dat. Alma or urtu. Shma amina. Tashma tanit vei shmona leile arba asa botkin et akamit loranir. Alma or urtu. Bein Rav Huna, bein Rav Yudah, kuli alma or urtu, obviously. Velo plige, marki atre. Beate, Rav Huna koru nige. Beate, Rav Yudah koru leile. Betani di dan my time, lo katani leile. Lishnam al yudah nagat Rav Yudah ben Levi. Dom Rav Yudah ben Levi, le olam al yotzi adam davar begunet mipiv. Shari yikem hakatun. Shmona otiot, velo yotzi davar begunet mipiv. Shenema umina beima Torah, ne beima sheinena Torah. Rav Papa Amar Teisha, Shnama Geba Chayisha, Shalo Yeh Tor Mikrei Laila. Ravino Amar Eser, forgot the Vav, in Tahor. Rav Akar Bayakav Amar Sheishesu, Shnama, Ki Amar Mikrehu, Bilti Tahor, Hu Kilo Tahor. Tanya, the very Rabbi Yishma, Lo Olam Yisakar Adam Balashar Nikiya, Shai Bezav, Kor Omer Kav, Hu Bi Yishakar O Moshad. Vomar, Vatifcha Lashon Aromi, Vomar, Vedats Vatai Boru Milayim. My Vomar, Bechi, Teima Ani Mila Bidino Haika, Bidu Rabbanan Lo, Toshma, Vomar, Vatifcha Lashon Aromi, Bechi, Teima Ani Mila Bidu Rabbanan, Abba Bidu Mila Yama Lo, Vomar, Vedats Vatai Boru Milayim. Ubisha, Lo, Kitiba Merkav, Aktiva, Tokom, Rivka, Venarote, Vatifcha, Venalagmali, Hatan, Mishim, Bidu, Tadigmalim, Urku, Vaktiva, Ikav, Moshe, Tishtovet, Panavi, Arkive, Malakamor, Hatan, Mishim, Banav, Urku, Vaktiva, Hero, Heved alakamor, hata mishum bitu to the Lila Urku, or maybe mishum bitu to the Lila Laka, mishum bitu to the Davidika, or maybe bitu to the Davinami Laka, maybe it's mishum bitu to the Harika. Now wait a minute, it'll be a writer. Milok tiftame, Ella, let's change our mind on this. The truth is, kol echad yadarin in mishter loshnikia. Kol echad an efficient mila mishter loshnikia tzara. Kevu vunamarab, amlamarab, vunamarab, shemarab, meir. Lolanishane adam, lotamidoder tzara. And now we don't have to dray a cup with all of the analysis. No, wait a minute. We're still going to need to explain. Because Rochevet and Yoshevet, the Chiyadarim, you know, nonetheless, the Karma Rochevet. Yeah, but it's Rochevet without a bar. Hanu Trey Tomin and Yadvi Kamedu Rav. Hanu Shibit and I Shmaitz the Kedavar Akamusinkan. Hanu Shibit and I Shmaitz the Kedi, Kedi Misankan. The Loish Toy Rav Badadeh. I'm afraid to be in the house of the community of Yochan and Zakhar and the community of Hanai Yochan and Kadamar with the Mabu Trimitara and Moskimitara. Kadamar with the Mabu Trimitara and Moskimituma. Omar, Muftahani Bezeshim or Abi Israel. And indeed, all you Yamim Watim, Achora or Abi Israel. I'm afraid to be in the house of the community of Hanamar Genekisai, Hanamar But who are from Matsubo Shemets? So I got nine. In both Kinman is very good. But they are Shemets, so they are Shakats. But they are Shami Hatam, the EU, the Ora Nafshe. Who are more than the Solo Yoko Solo Yoshalai? Omar, We've called Ben Nechalo Yokabo, Colorello Yokabo, Vanach, Linaka, Linami Shufri de Jufri. Omale reviewed them Betera, because Savalo Gomiaya, Omale Lo, Gisali Kratam, Emil Sufferly Malian watch. Kisolek Amalu Meaya Safalam Aliyah. The Gavasa Salka. Omrulay man, Amalakhi, Omrubiramatera. Omru my Ida Kaman, Balka Batras Godam, all the Katu. Shokla Rabiramatera, Shalom Naka Rabiramatera, the Apritzivin, Umtsudat Kapu Sabiru Shalai. Rifkana Kola, Shagura, but I'm ready to read it, I'm ready to build my dinner. Atashkin of Mavshi, Carla Bush, Abbot Carla Hori, Bokivati. Omrulay, what? Not Mavshi, Omru Analo Kamina, Umotidi Ba Uxil. Yochan and Chakukah, Nafak with Kiryata. Kiryata, Omer, like, Hiti Nasu Yafot. Omer, so, Nasu Yafot. Omer, Tseo Vasela, Sistim, and Hamorim. דכתיבה סורים והטבן לצוסים ולרכש. מי הביא לי למימה? אשתקד נעשו חיתם יפות, הנה מיד השאים נעשו יפות.
It's been a warning.